This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The answer to a president that had no idea what he was doing with the economy and perhaps even wanted it to crash is a man who knows exactly what to do with the economy, a world-class, successful billionaire who is saving the economy. Let's go back to President Trump making comments on the six-month anniversary of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
Getting a second chance at life. We are keeping our promise to buy American and hire American. And what's happening is our economy is so good, our unemployment is so low, and our employment is so high. Maybe that's an even nicer way of saying it. And people that want to get a second chance, inmates, people coming out of jail where the stigma was so great, people weren't hiring, businesses weren't hiring. They're hiring them now in record numbers. And you know what? These businesses are saying they are fantastic. They're set. And there's one gentleman in particular, he hired 10 inmates, never did it before. And he said, I wouldn't say he said all of them, but he said 7 of them are so incredible. That's not a bad percentage. I think that's a better percentage than we have. He said 7 of them are as good as he's ever had, and he's going to do a lot more of it. So there's nothing like a great economy to solve that problem.
Jared, bingo.
Right?
Bingo. You want to stop crime?
Thank you very much.
You want to stop poverty? Put the jobs back in the inner cities. Put the manufacturing back in the inner cities.
Because we're one country and really one family, and we salute one great and beautiful American flag. We love that flag. And at last, our country finally has a tax system that is pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-family, and pro-American.
Trump has seen a growth in the economy that Obama didn't see in 8 years.
An incredible citizen who has benefited from our Tax Cuts and Job Act is Lasagna Hill. I love that name, Lasagna. If I have another daughter, I think I'm going to name her. Is that okay? Can I copy it? I like that name. Of Jacksonville, Florida. Great place. I know it well. Lasagna is the director at customer care at Crowley Marine. Following the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, Crowley was able to pay employees like Lasagna a big tax cut bonus. They took a lot of money and they gave it around to the employees. That bonus will help support the education of her two sons, Cameron and Christian.
Now, you need to understand something about this as she looks like she's getting emotional in the background with her kids there. President Trump has been on the phone making deals with these companies. These things don't just magically happen. He doesn't sleep. He's on the phone all night calling all these companies, getting deals done for the American workers. I mean, this is incredible. And he now invites her to the podium here. This is Lasagna.
Thank you, Mr. President, for the invite. It's an honor to be here today. As you said, Crowley Maritime was able to benefit from the tax reform by paying employees bonuses. And in return, my family, we were able to invest in our children's education.
Oh, but Nancy Pelosi says those are just crumbs. Your children's education is just crumbs to Nancy Pelosi. Don't you know she's worth over $100 million? Where'd she steal that money from?
He will be entering into his senior year at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia.
So she gets a bonus. She invested in her kids' education.
And my youngest, Christian Hill, he will be entering into his freshman year at Savannah State, both in the fall.
And she's up here thanking President Trump for getting the tax cuts and making the deals so that she can take that money. Instead of paying the government, she can invest it in her children. That is the entire point That's why we want tax cuts. That's why we need tax cuts. That's why the Democrats hate tax cuts. We'll be right back with more of the Alex Jones Show.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you know what you'll give? I'll tell you more like what it is. When the storm arrives, would you be seen with
me? Alright, here's what I'm going to do to start this segment. Now, I've got the stories in front of me. Hillary refuses to condemn the left becoming uncivil, calls for more strength to resisting Trump. Michael Moore, the human blob, calls for people to put their bodies on the line. Now, we've been telling you this. Michael Savage wrote a book, I think, in 2010, Stop the Coming Civil War. Alex Jones has been telling you there's going to be a shooting and they're going to blame conservatives for it. Now that it's all happening. But let's actually go to these clips again. These are the people that are inciting violence in America. These are the people, and it's really just the corrupt politicians at the top and the corrupt people in Hollywood at the top that are just using the sheeple to be the fuel here. So let's now go to Michael Moore saying it's time to put your body on the line.
Trump is not going to leave. He plans to be reelected.
We're going to reelect him.
He loves the term president for life. The only way that we're going to stop this is eventually we're all going to have to put our bodies on the line.
All.
You're going to have to be willing to do this.
You think Michael Moore's going to?
When I see those children down
in
Brownsville,
he could block about five people with his wideness.
I see them as my children. Those are my children.
Now he goes with the fake narrative about separating kids.
You said despair.
So you get it. We've heard from the human blob. So put your bodies on the line. You know, Trump separating kids at the border. Put your bodies on the line. But Michael Moore won't be there to do it. Although maybe he will be. He did show up for the Russian-led anti-Hillary or pro-Hillary anti-Trump march. So he did get trolled by Russians and showed up for one of those. So maybe he will be there. All right, now let's go to clip 10. This is CNN putting the blame and MSNBC putting the blame on Trump for the most recent shooting.
It's worth pointing out that we've had a constant rhetoric coming, even from the president, that the press is the enemy of the people. That's been repeated constantly. And I think it's worth noting that if there is a link here, that the publication was being targeted, that kind of rhetoric can be very dangerous.
We've had reporters targeted, as you know, in recent months and years, and it hasn't just been on the campaign trail, although, as you know, the vitriol really did reach fever pitch on the campaign trail as reporters were trying to cover the Trump campaign.
So let's be clear. They gaslight the public. They lie to the public. They lie and start wars. Then there's an isolated incident with a deranged shooter who had a vendetta against this place. He goes and shoots the place, and then what do? They use that to blame conservatives for inciting violence when that's all they do. And I've got more clips to prove it. Now let's go to Rob Reiner blaming the shooting on Trump's war on the media.
What a
getting harder. You know, it's getting so much harder now because it used to be that the mainstream media would at least challenge the administration, try to get the truth out. But now you've got like two mainstream medias. You got, you know, the Washington Post, New York Times, and all the TV shows. But then you also have Fox and Sinclair and Breitbart and Alex Jones. And so they're like opposite narratives. And how do you break through? Which, you know, and what's true? And people are having a really hard time.
Well, we have fact and evidence, and okay? Pull the human blob 2.0 down. Well, we just have facts and evidence, logic and reasoning. You have a bunch of gaslighting lies. So there they are, blaming this on Trump, blaming this on Trump supporters. Now let's go to a compilation of the truth, which is they're starting it.
Is fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets, fight in the streets, fight online, fight at the ballot box.
You can vote and you can't vote. And you can back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Their idea is, look, nonviolence hasn't worked and we are going to try to stop this.
Mr. Walker, how do you resist the temptation to run up and bring her neck?
Other way. That's it right there, pulling up.
Because I'm throwing that piece of against the wall till it sticks.
Our democracy is under siege. People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator. We need a revolution at this point.
We will, as per Chief Jim Hopper, punch some people in the face.
A spokesperson, the mouthpiece for the President of the United States, to say you don't know me. In certain quarters in this nation, that starts a physical fight.
H. Look, as his character is stabbed to death. And there's no mistaking the Trump connection.
So there's the left calling for violence, inciting violence, saying fight in the streets. And then out of the other side of their mouth, pointing at Trump supporters, saying you're inciting violence, you're causing shootings. You know, we have a control over a certain amount of things here, but there's this thing called karma. And I think clip 14 maybe is the perfect example of just that.
Demonstrators shouted and held signs outside the home of a longtime congresswoman in Northwest D.C.
Hey, Maxine, where's your niceness team? Hey, Maxine.
A group called Patriot Picket took aim tonight at Congresswoman Maxine Waters last night. Last week, you'll recall, Waters told supporters to call out a Trump cabinet member or any members if they see them in public. Now, the comments have led to several incidents involving White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who was asked to leave a restaurant in Virginia.
So people are going to start protesting them now. But this is what they asked for. But they're going to blame us for this. They're going to blame Trump for this when this is what they asked for. This is what they call for. Obama calls for it. Hillary calls for it. Hollywood calls for it. And then they get it, and then they blame us. I mean, I can't even believe the level of madness. But it gets crazier. Listen to what Whoopi Goldberg said yesterday on The View, and I quote, "You don't want people to take your guns? Get out of my behind, get out of my vagina." Whoopi, no one wants to be in your behind or in your vagina. Okay, I could go on with the comic relief here, but I'm going to stop right there. Do you see how deranged these people have become? Whoopi Goldberg thinks she speaks for all women. That is how lunatic fringe, but really it's an arrogance. Whoopi Goldberg is so arrogant, she thinks she speaks for every woman when she says, get out of my behind, get out of my vagina. Because, trust me, no one's in hers. So who does she think she is speaking for all women? But I mean, really, Whoopi, get out of my behind? I mean, come on. I didn't even believe it. I had the crew triple check that for me to make sure she said it. But she did. She really, really did. Wow. They have gone totally insane. There is a cure, perhaps, And it might be Brain Force Plus. I don't know. Have we been able to do legitimate studies if Brain Force Plus can cure liberalism yet? Well, it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, so maybe now's the time. You know, if you're out to dinner with a liberal, you know, maybe sneak it into their milkshake or sneak it into their food. Of course, I'm kidding. Don't go do that. They'll say that InfoWars calls for drugging people now. It's a joke. Relax. But it's not a joke. These specials at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off Brain Force Plus. 50% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality. 50% off DNA Force Plus. 50% off The Real Red Pill Plus. All Super Blue products are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. If you have not gotten an air filter for your home yet, now is the time. Alexa Pure Breeze, $100 off the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. This is a great air filter, and it's $100 off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. With free shipping, you're saving even more money and big, big savings on storable food. InfoWars Life Select storable food, 3 month supply, 50% off right now and free shipping. This is the second American Revolution 4th of July super sale. Take advantage of the huge savings and the big specials, including free shipping store wide at InfoWarsStore.com. The second American Revolution 4th of July super sale. Be a part of it at InfoWarsStore.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
President Trump and America are celebrating the six-month anniversary of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. President Trump is delivering remarks on that right now. Let's go back to President Trump. Yes, thank you, President Trump. Thank you so much. A businessman that knows what he's doing, not a hack like Obama that killed the economy. Perhaps he did it on purpose. Maybe he's really good at killing the economies. Maybe that's what he wanted to do. Maybe Soros was telling him to do it. Soros was invested in other countries becoming more powerful. That's, after all, how the guy made his billions.
She got the biggest by far, including you, Ivanka, and including all of my political geniuses out here. Great job. It's like you're a professional speaker.
Very good.
Have you done that before?
I have not.
You have not?
That's why people relate to President Trump. He's just real. He's not staged. He's not fake. He's not phony. Just a real guy.
Another American who has used his tax cut to give back to others is Guy Birkebile, president of Guy Chemical in Somerset, Pennsylvania, the great state of Pennsylvania. Incredible place. Guy increased bonuses, raised salaries, and purchased new equipment. Guy has also hired 30 new employees to help meet customer demand, which is actually booming right now, the best he's ever had. And here with Guy are two of his tremendous employees, Lee and Deist and Michelle Trulick. We want to ask Guy, maybe if you could come up, say a few words about the tax cuts and how it's affected your company. And I assume your people that work for you are really happy. Please.
So Trump is now inviting another individual up here.
Yeah, President Trump and the members of Congress who have voted for this tax bill, I can't tell you how much it means to my company and my employees. When I founded my company in 1995, I mortgaged my
explain
house
a difference
seven
here.
Times. In order
when
to-
Obama used to call people up for events like this, it would be quote-unquote victims or people who are now receiving a handout. Those were the two main occasions of Obama. When I say victims, I mean like, you know, a transgender or a lesbian or someone, you know, a victim of society and or somebody that just received, you know, a handout, a welfare check or, you know, is promised free health care or something. So that's what Obama used to come up here and tout with his stuff. And most of it was very superficial and there was no real meat to it. What did Trump do? Trump's policies delivered. So it's not a policy where you just say, oh, here's victim X, I'm going to take care of you, and here's victim Y, I'm going to take care of you, and you just virtue signal or give them something. This is a working policy that benefits everyone. So let's go back to I believe the guy's name was Guy from Guy Chemicals explaining this.
So with the tax cut money, I have been increasing salaries, and we have also increased bonuses to our employees. I have some of my employees that have come down and are sitting out here in the fourth row, and I have two right here. Michelle Trulick, her son also works for us, Stu. Michelle is one of our line leaders. She is using the additional money from her increased bonus to fix her car. I take it so she has a reliable way to work every day.
And then the mechanic gets a benefit.
And her husband are also taking a vacation, a second honeymoon, to celebrate their 25th wedding anniversary this year.
And then the hotel benefits, because they have increased revenue. So that's how it works.
And Lee Deist, he's a Navy veteran.
But the left wants your money in the hands of the government. You see the difference here? The left wants your money in the hands of the government.
Back home. He is our head of maintenance. He's the guy that keeps my plant running. He and his wife have two young daughters under the age of 4. So he's using his additional money from his bonus to help offset his expenses for child care.
Now, so think about this. Trump brings these people out to talk about how the tax cuts, which are for everyone, he doesn't take one individual here and one individual here and say, oh, I'm going to make sure to cater to you less than 1% of the population. He installs a policy that works for everyone. And you don't have to take your money and give it to the government. You get to keep your own money. You get to keep the money you work for. This is like, I mean, is that what this is? Are people so ignorant on economics? Are people just so ignorant? They're never taught this. They don't get it. That they don't even understand the basic principles of economics. And then they demonize this phrase, trickle-down economics. And they say, oh, trickle-down economics doesn't work. Well, okay, you know what does work? Tax cuts. That's not a trickle-down theory. That's a quit funding the corrupt government, the metastasizing, fat, overweight, obese government, and start giving yourself some of that revenue. Start funding your own life. I mean, good Lord, who enjoys government services? Am I missing something here? Who wants government services? Who wants more government services? Who's begging to go to the public sector? No one. You go to the private sector. That's where capitalism thrives. But people have been lied to about this. Now let's go back to President Trump touting the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
Once again, Washington tried to change us, but that's not going to happen. Instead, we're changing Washington, and we're changing it quickly and for the better.
That's right, real change in Washington, not making Washington a bigger fat cat.
That's why our economy is booming. That's why our families are thriving. That's why our businesses are growing. And that is why America is winning like never, ever before. We're setting records every day. These are victories, and they're your victories. And now what we're doing is we're straightening out our trade. Our trade has been a disaster. We were being taken advantage of as a country by many, many countries, friends and enemies and those in between. And sometimes our friends, in terms of trade, were treating us worse than the enemies. And I want to just tell you, that's being taken care of very well and very beautifully. Our steel industry is coming back. Never have they seen anything like what's happened over the last 4 months with steel. They were dumping steel, dumping all over our land. They were dumping steel. And we were losing our steel business. United States Steel, the head, called me up 2 days ago.
They're hiring.
It's the most incredible thing that we've ever seen. We haven't expanded in 30 years. We haven't done anything remotely like expansion. And we're now expanding and renovating areas of plants that haven't been used in forever. You remember, U.S. Steel was massive. They have plants that went a mile and a half long, and they were using little corners of plants. He said, this has not happened for decades. It's back. We were in South Carolina the other night.
It's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. It is truly incredible what Donald Trump has done for this country. And it's not even debatable. It's not debatable. The economy is so much better under Trump. It's not even close. It's not even close. I mean, just look at all the records. Please, ladies and gentlemen, share this video with your friends and family. Share this video. Share the video. We put all the news stories of all the records, all the jobs growth, everything over Trump speaking. It's powerful. Share it with your family and friends.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
There is an awakening happening right now. And you can see it in the media where things that were household terms like false flag and globalists and deep state here at InfoWars, here on the Alex Jones Show, are now mega viral. Now get covered on a wide spectrum of news. And it's just incredible. So many people have a different approach than InfoWars. In fact, everyone has a different approach than InfoWars. We're the spearhead, we're the beachhead, we're the front lines. We understand that. What do I mean by that? Well, just look at, most people can't pay attention to news like I do, but if you watch news trends and media trends, it used to be that even the quote-unquote right-wing media would take at least 6 months to a year, sometimes 2 years, to pick up on what InfoWars was talking about. Then President Trump came along and kind of condensed that to like a six-month period. Now it's like down to like 3 2-months, and now it's even becoming next day. And this is the awakening. This is liberty spreading. This is the message of Alex Jones going mainstream, and they hate it, which is just pro-America, real news, real issues, not agenda-driven. And so I listened to Rush Limbaugh talking about Shiva Ayodhya Ray yesterday, and I'm like pumping my fist. I'm like, finally, someone else is giving him coverage. This is what we need. And it's not like, oh, Rush Limbaugh is competing with us now. It's like, no, he's on the team. Like, I want these people at my back. You don't go into war with less soldiers thinking, I'm going to get the glory. No, you want as many people going in with you as possible. You want the biggest team possible so you don't die. That's what this is. It's not like a competitive thing. And it's just sad. Everybody wants to thinks that they got to do whatever they got to do to be on Fox or to be the big guy. And we just sit here and we just bang heads right at the gates of the globalist. And we don't even know what's going on behind us. We just keep banging heads forward. And I like to look behind to see what's going on. And now I'm seeing it. Wow. People are coming on. People are coming up. They're getting it. And they're behind us now. Go, take the lead. Fine. It'd be nice if someone would like to take the lead with some of this stuff, but they won't do it. Now, this is why you have to fund us. This is why InfoWars exists. And it's just incredible to see this happening. Where, again, the GOP puts out an ad showing you how unhinged the left has become. We've been telling you the left is unhinged for a year. We've been showing you the clips of Maxine Waters for a year. Yeah, I'm glad the GOP is putting out videos like that. I don't look at that like, oh, now they're competing with us. Oh, their video gets more than the 10 different videos that Darren McGreen put together of all the leftist violence. It doesn't bother me. I love it. Good. Well done, young Veda. So that's just how I look at this. Now, I don't even remember where I wanted to go here. What video clip? Oh, okay. I know. I got it. All right. But before I go to Kamala Harris, this woman, oh boy, just think about this. There's a couple things I noticed in the last 24 hours that I wanted to mention here. Let's start with Rosenstein. So I went back and I watched the entire Rosenstein hearing, and from 2 days. And I'm trying to figure this out because this is how my mind works. I just want answers. Like, I want logic and reasoning and common sense here. And so I'm trying to figure this out. I'm like, okay, Rod Rosenstein we're talking like 6 hours of testimony under oath. Okay. You know how many questions the guy actually answered? None. I mean, none. And so I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, they request these documents. They keep asking for these documents. They are well within their right to do it. Congress is above the FBI. They should get the documents. These oversight committees are put there so that they can go in and retrieve documents and information and intel whenever they want to maintain the integrity of the FBI. And somehow the FBI now is above Congress. That's not right. But Rosenstein is, you know, he can't. Oh, he says the same thing. We're seeking those documents. We're going to get you those documents. I've got a team of it. We're going to get you the documents. You know, and Jim Jordan and Trey Gowdy and Devin Nunes and Ron DeSantis, and they're all just like, why won't you comply with rules and procedure? Why won't you give us these documents? Why won't you present your evidence? But more so, why won't you give us the documents we're requesting? So I'm trying to figure this out. What is going on here? Well, we all know they don't want the documents to be turned over. that show when the spying began, who was running it, who knew who was colluding. We know they don't want that. But what is going on here? What is Rosenstein actually doing? Why is he telling these people, we'll get you the documents? Well, it's been over a year now. What takes you so long? If someone comes to me at work, I have to get documents all the time. I have to get legal documents. I mean, I'll be at home and someone will say, hey, I need to get that legal document. And I'll do whatever I can right then to get them the document. Or some other journalist will call me like, hey, I heard you talking about this. Where did you find that story? What's the source? And I talk to them and I get them the documents. So this is like not a difficult thing to turn over documents, right? I mean, pretty easy thing to do, pretty standard procedure to turn over documents. But somehow Rosenstein can't figure it out. He's got a whole team of people. This is number two at the FBI. He doesn't even know what's going on at the FBI, according to his testimony under oath. He has no clue. He's trying to get the documents. He wants to get the documents. He's working on it. He's got a team. We're working on the documents. Hold on. What is he doing? What is he doing, number two at the FBI, if he has no idea what's going on at the FBI and he can't even get you the documents? Well, what is Rosenstein doing? And then it hit me. And it's so obvious. They are in full-on cover your ass mode. Rosenstein is erasing all the documents. And then, oh my gosh, where's the story? Oh, it's here in the stack of news somewhere. I know it. The NSA, magically, ladies and gentlemen, just had a massive loss of data. I can't find the story in my stack of news here. Oh, magically, the NSA has a huge loss of data. Yeah, I can't. Of course, I can't find the news story now. Maybe you guys can pull it up. It was on the Drudge Report earlier. Let's see if I can find this. Anyway, does that have to do with it? Here we go. NSA deletes scores of call records over technical irregularities. Oh, I'm sure. Right after the Rosenstein testimony. There's an NSA error with technical irregularities. While they're pulling all the texts, they're pulling all the data, they're pulling all the emails, you've seen it, they're clearly colluding, they're clearly meddling in the election. Now they're going after the phone calls, Congress wants to hear what they're talking about, and the NSA magically deletes scores of call records. Magically! Wonder if any of those were Obama's calls. Just wondering, just a question. Just a question. I wonder if any of that deleted data by the NSA, I wonder if Rosenstein has anything to do with that. I'm just wondering. I don't know. One can just ask questions, right? What is Rosenstein doing over the course of a year while searching for documents but can't present them? He's seeking them. He's got a team. He said it under oath. He's seeking them. He has a team. Well, what's taking him so long? Why does the NSA delete scores of call records over technical irregularities? Is there a connection here? Am I missing something? What are all these people covering for? What is Stroke covering for? What is Rosenstein covering for? What is Comey covering for? Usually there's someone sitting at the top of all this, and everyone's kind of covering up the Don, if you will, the head gangster, the guy responsible for making all the calls. Who could these people be protecting? Who's gone silent over the last year? Could it be Obama? Could Obama be the one behind all of this? Obama, who lied about Hillary Clinton's private illegal server? Could it be Obama?
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9-11. Through 9-11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is a really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. The enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
I'm going to say something that is probably one of the most often said things in history. In every time and every culture, since we've had the recorded word, or since we could carve hieroglyphs in the sides of cave and then temple walls. We do what we do for our children. But who are our children? They are the genetic expression of all of our ancestors together, integrated through our life and our experiences with another human, splicing that complex history of compressed knowledge and information together and creating a new being. My little 14-month-old daughter, just as I left the house a few minutes ago, squealing, "Daddy, Daddy, 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 I love you, Daddy, Daddy." She's very, very verbal. Talks about like a 3-year-old, probably 2.5-year-old. It's amazing. Knows hundreds of words. And I had forgotten this cell phone, this little surveillance gadget, so I drove off, came back, walked back in the house, and she had her hands up while she was sitting there in her high chair eating, up at the sky, just completely, joyfully, happy, singing, "Daddy, Daddy, 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 Daddy." And when she looked down and saw that I was back, she just began squealing with joy, and then seething. I even got some video of it. It was so amazing, her rubbing her hands together and just like she just won the Super Bowl. That's the joy of human life, and that little creature is the seed of the universe, to quote Mahatma Gandhi. And to think about how the transhumanists that came out of the Eugenics Society after World War II, Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, openly wrote books and plans to create an artificial global system, to break up the family, to basically end the entire human experience as it's been, and to really end our humanity itself and create a permanent caste system of suboid, that's the word he and others actually used, suboid minions, to permanently institutionalize the so-called ruling class, the predator class, the alpha maggot classes, rule over humanity in some twisted form of social Darwin, social Darwinistic experiment. And that's really what we face. That's what the global government's about. It's what all the transgenderism is about. It has nothing to do with a man that wants to be a woman, or a woman that wants to be a man, or maybe has proclivities, because both sexes have similarities to the others. And that's gone on forever. It is to take that as a set case point and then standardize it to where no one can even criticize it when it's being taught to young children, to confuse them, sexualize them, and really abuse them. It is to take that and then set the precedent for any and all forms of transhumanism, even carried out by corporations and governments, saying that you can't even debate or discuss those new aberrations. And it's the same thing we see with chimeras and the cross species creations, and I predicted this a decade ago, and now they're doing it. They're saying soon robots and machines will have rights as part of this mental illness, because if they can get you to accept that you're a beautiful ornate building or a dragonette, like Google executives make their employees accept, or you identify as a blind person so the government psychiatrist comes by and dumps Drano in your eyes and the taxpayer pays for you, if they can convince the public to accept people identifying as a fire hydrant, or letting someone have a pelican on board the plane with them because it's their comfort animal, it's their companion animal, it's their you know, psychological blanket, then they can sell anything and then make you pay for it using our built-in charity, our built-in humanity, which they've removed into the government now, which they've removed from the charities and the churches, and which they've now endowed into the priesthood and the government and the corporate systems and the corporate gurus and the university gurus, who then give you all these faux imaginary rights and faux imaginary authorizations for aberration against the entire human experience. And that is admittedly to undermine society and bring it down. And the globalists are becoming more and more honest about this. One of the top academics in England just came out a few weeks ago and said, the family's bad, we're trying to destroy it, and we should celebrate that the nuclear family is 70% annihilated in the UK. And similar statements here in the U.S. This has been taught in their textbooks forever. But imagine they bring people in to the colleges. They teach them low-level, they're victims, and part of a group. Then they decide which guild of victims they're going to be in. And then when they actually get into the guild of victims, they find out that they're actually going to be the priesthood managing the victim class under their group, and that they are really just involved in very cold-blooded social engineering. And then the power trips begin. And many people get depressed about it and pull out of it and, you know, leave college or change what their major is. But a lot of people decide, through successive approximation, to accept the commission into the global system to actually work against the human species itself. Now, by the 50s, this idea was sold in that humans were too successful on the planet and didn't have any natural predators. And that war had become too destructive to manage our numbers. And so they would then bring in artificial systems to poison us, to dumb us down, to play us off against each other, to control us. But all that's done is create a brain drain and cause even bigger crises. So it is a fact they put hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water, a.k.a. fluoride, to brain damage you and lower your fertility. It is a fact they took iodine out of the salt to lower your fertility and IQ. Look it up. That's Harvard studies. It is a fact that the IQs are plummeting. It is a fact that cancer is skyrocketing. It is a fact that everywhere the glyphosate is used, breast cancer goes up 3,000+%. Just a decade after Brazil introduced glyphosate, they saw ultra-massive increases in breast cancer. It basically hadn't existed in the country before. Look, I know all of you who've researched this know it's true, but we've really got a job to reach out to other people and understand that they knew 3G was frying us and giving us cancer and doubling brain tumors, and now 5G is many times more powerful. We are being killed. And the fact that it's all admitted they're doing it and that we do nothing, the social engineers say the contract has been fulfilled because under their weird metaphysical rules, they have to tell you what they're doing to you. They have to put the warning on the cigarette pack. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I want to hand the baton back to Owen Troyer, doing a great job today, taking care of operations here, a little bit on the road. And I've got another big report coming up from some interesting tidbits of information I got going on the upcoming departure of Mr. Kelly as the chief of staff of the president. I don't really get that focused on shakeups on staff because Trump really is his own man. And normally staff does control what the president does. And it's just as important as the old president in many cases, but that's not the case. He's become ceremonial, and we've got some different folks in the running, so I'm going to give you my 2 cents from some of my inside information on what's unfolding. And a lot of people would like Hope Hicks, who they believe will actually implement what Trump wants in there. But there's also some other folks that have proven themselves very, very able. They got the tax cuts through and things like that that Trump's looking at as well. So that is coming up today. Just please remember your children. Please remember what we're fighting for and understand that there's a globalist elite that believe we're animals. They're treating us as such, and we need to stop acting like we're dumb animals and move forward, which is starting to happen. All right, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Next year's news today, the future of humanity is bright.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.